Hello and welcome to the Digi Podcast, a podcast on innovative and digital topics at Siemens. Digitalization is a challenge. Adds a little bit added by sustainability, productivity, new regulations, and if you have more and more challenges, sometimes you need support, and support could be a consultant. Last time we heard from the Advanta CFO from Gerlinde Sturm that Advanta is offering an end-to-end solution from the beginning of a concept to the implementation. A major cornerstone of Advanta is the consultancy. Yes, Siemens has a strong consultancy, and I'm happy that I have Jürgen Reiner with me. He is the CEO of Siemens Advanta Consulting. And we had a nice briefing, and this briefing was started by Jürgen with a nice statement. Management consulting is at its end. I love the statement, but hi, Jürgen, could you first explain what do you mean with this in a short summary?
So thanks very much for having me. It's a pleasure being here. And with regards to the statement, is consulting at its end? This is rooted in my observation that consulting is a very mature industry, has been around for quite a few decades, and it has changed the way consultants and partners and clients cooperate and work together in multiple manners, be it from how typical projects runs, what's being delivered at the end, is it just paper or solution, and also the expectations of what customers expect from consultants' capabilities. I've been with Advanta Consulting for the last 2.5 years. I joined from AWS, where I was active in professional services, and before I spent almost 2 decades with 2 well-known strategy management consulting firms.
So you're more than qualified to make this bold statement. So I'm very curious how you go now into detail. Why is the consultancy at its end? Is it dead?
I wouldn't say it's dead, but I would indeed argue that the typical business model is at its end and needs some refreshment and some innovation. And the way we observe it, and we're in a very privileged situation with Advanta Consulting, because our mandate is to grow what has been an internal in-house consulting business for decades. Our mandate is to grow this into support and consulting for other customers than Siemens, of which we've been active with for the last 3 to 4 years. So from this position, what we're observing is that typical projects are no longer sending some smart, young, eager colleagues who would analyze some client problems for a few weeks, then think of options, and then deliver a documentation, some slides to top management of what should be done. But the way projects feel and look are increasingly a cooperation, teaming up, partnering to solve some really, really hard problems, and jointly driving those solutions for those problems into actual solutions that are much more than just paper, that are prototypes, mock-ups, that are things that actually change for our clients and change for supply chains in the market and change some industries.
So you're going away from being a pure paper factory to a solution factory?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You could argue that the consultant is no longer just a professional service serving a customer with some great insights and expertise into a world where ourselves as consultants, with our clients, with other partners, team up to make something that's actually working, a solution. And in that sense, I would agree that we're supplying not just advice and expertise documented on paper, but we're supplying energy and motivation and brain power and also technical solutions, mostly from the Siemens universe of technology, to build stuff with our clients that actually solves some of the most burning problems for our clients related to sustainability and digitalization and efficiency improvements, many times in our case in the industrial and manufacturing space.
This hidden champion issue, I think we are working on this. One of the, say, diamonds or most important assets of Siemens, this factory in Amberg, is a long-term customer of Advanto Consultancy. So what are, for example, then the projects that you set up with external customers? Are these 4 weeks or 4 months or 2 years?
Well, and everything in between. And indeed, for many, the Advanta and the Advanta Consulting brand might not sound familiar. Whereas, as an institution within Siemens, we've been around for many decades. And indeed, optimizing the manufacturing space for Siemens has been our core offering for many years. And in that sense, Siemens is our big laboratory and innovation space and incubation space. And what we do, from remote maintenance to building entire metaverse digital twins to build and optimize battery factories, all these offerings we incubate for Siemens, we're taking to the market, and we're serving many of the most relevant battery providers, car manufacturers, and other industrial players to do exactly what you mentioned, optimizing their factories based on this expertise. And I would argue, for those, some of the largest companies in the world, we're no longer a hidden champion, but they rely on us related to this very specific and differentiating expertise.
Yeah, I learned that you also have intensive customer contact with my favorite chocolate producer. And coming back to your statement, this means, with your background coming from AWS, have a long history in the consultancy, using Siemens as a laboratory, what do you think about ecosystems? How could a consultant, new consultant, use or empower ecosystems? Or are ecosystems not necessary? Is it only a buzzword?
Well, to be very honest, I'm cautious with the terms ecosystems and platforms, because they remind a lot of hyperscaling tech and internet environments, and everybody loves the effects of exponential scaling up and generating self-propelling economies that deliver large revenues. What's not to like about that? However, what's much more realistic, and this is our humble go-to approach indeed in manufacturing industries, in food and beverage, very interestingly, which is a large customer base of ours, because there's so high standards related to manufacturing and there's also so much potential. It's true for med tech, it's true for energy, those industries we're active in. And we approach all those industries through solving key problems for customers. And when customers keep coming back, like in automotive, for Catena X, standards form, corporations form, suppliers along the supply chain join in. And this is where partnerships, corporations, standards, and maybe ultimately ecosystems emerge. But my conviction is, you don't build ecosystems from imitating some aspects of an ecosystem, but ecosystems emerge from doing good things and solving key customer problems.
Is this your view how to make your customer successful?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes, yes.
So this means you take the best ingredients from Siemens, some good ingredients from the external market, and then you reflect and grow with the customer?
I mean, it's an excellent summary, and we often find ourselves in environments where we have complex problems. How do you build 100 battery factories? How do you use AI to improve recipes for a food and beverage global company? And in those environments, it's very easy to get lost in technology. You use a metaverse, you use a platform, you use this and that and APIs. And indeed, oftentimes it's our role then to raise our hand and remind everybody what's the use case, what's the problem for the end customer we're actually trying to solve. How do we make the chocolate taste better that Thomas then wants to eat?
From my point of view, my summary, my personal takeaway is you're using some, say, robust foundation from Siemens, add some ingredients like artificial intelligence and smart people, and work together as a partner. Thanks for these insights. And now we're coming, it's a pity, to my last but not least favorite question. Who is Jürgen?
It's an interesting and difficult question, to be very honest. So what comes to mind also from our discussion we had, and thanks a lot for driving me in this direction, Jürgen is a person who likes to do things that are cool, you know, doing innovative, new, big things, solving big problems. And maybe Jürgen is also idealistic in a sense of that I get really excited with building things that help our clients, that are exciting for ourselves, and also that make the world a little bit better in some aspects, being producing healthier food, getting exhausts from inner cities through electric vehicles, or just manufacturing industrial products in a more ethical manner. So that's what I get excited about.
Thanks for your personal view. I don't comment normally personal views, but what my observation is, you have always a very positive mindset. And I think it seems that you're quite enthusiastic about changing things.
I try to have it. And you know, mind you, building a business is not always easy. It's up and downs. But what always makes me get up in the morning is those exciting topics that we're really privileged to work on. And I try never to forget about that.
Oh, congratulations. I think it's a nice success story. And for the customers, our listeners, we would be very happy to get feedback. We hope that you enjoyed it. And we try to figure out what to do next, because where I'm now really curious, how can AI help us to have better potato chips? I think that something could be interesting for another podcast. Thanks for listening and hope to hear you soon. Thanks for you, Jürgen.
Thank you very much, Thomas. It was a pleasure to be here.
And goodbye.